me, I boom your
employment and
polarized
sexual oppression is common
scale of the genocide.
So what are we supposed to do in the face of all of this?
Do you think we're due then for a convergence of many movements such as we saw in the 60s and early 70s with the anti-war movement?
I think we are.
Time for some action.
Are you motherfuckers ready?
Time for some action.
Activate the base.
Here we go, here we go.
Time for some action.
Are you motherfuckers ready?
Time for some action.
Activate the base.
It's real.
Never thought about joining a protest. Young people, high school students, were like, you're gonna be at the meeting tonight, you're gonna be at the meeting tonight. And wall to wall, huge churches would be packed from wall to wall. And people of different classes and different backgrounds really came out and started to picket and really were on the front line.
And I can give you some of the issues that I think are gonna be converging. One, of course, is this whole question around the prison industrial complex and police brutality and violence. This whole question of education, I mean, our children are not being educated and prepared for this vastly different world. And then the last issue is this whole issue of poverty. And so I think those three issues, the whole issue of poverty and homelessness, the issue of education, and the issue of police brutality are going to be some of the leading issues that's going to converge into this next wave of a strong movement.
Propaganda was reaching 20 to 30 million people a year in the early 50s. Business was providing about a third of all school materials. This was not a small thing. This picked up again in the 1970s. It was another upsurge with foundations trying to take over the educational institutions, so, you know, Olin professorships of free enterprise, glossy right-wing student magazines, very well-funded all over the place, and so on and so forth.